Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, 'tis again, Father, you have given us an opportunity, Father, to come before you, Father God, and we thank you for your grace and your mercies. We thank you for your provisions and your protection, Father God, as we have entered into another day, a brand new day, a day that we have not known, a day that we have not seen or experienced, and a day, Father God, that we will never know again. We thank you for it. Father God, as we come on this morning, Father God, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father, anywhere that we have come short of your glory, short of your honor, and short of your praise. God, we embrace the gifts of a brand new day, new mercies we see every morning. Father, we are just so grateful to you for life, for health, for strength, for the reasonable portion of strength, for the activity of our limbs, a roof over our head, clothes on our body, Father God. Thank you for food. Thank you for family. Thank you for friends. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, God. We say thank you, God. We bless you, Father God. Hallelujah, for our angels. We thank you for the body of Christ, Father. We thank you for our brothers and our sisters in the faith, Father. We thank you for those who pray for us, those who pray with us, Father God. We want to bless you, Father, for open doors and an open heaven. Father God, we just want to give your name, Father God, all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, Father, knowing that every good and every perfect gift cometh from above. And if it had not been for Jesus who was on our side, God, we don't know where we would be today, Father God, but we thank you that he is there. He will always be there. He has promised never to leave us nor to forsake us, even to the end of the world. So, Father God, help us not to leave you, for we already know that you will not leave us. So we honor you today, Father God. We thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for the longevity, with the tenacity, Father God, and every other thing that you have given us to keep going, Father God, in your work, Father, through the thick and through the thin, Father, in the name of Jesus, the high days and the low days. We want to say thank you for every day in Jesus' name. We thank you for our listening audience around the globe. We thank you for these men and women, Father, these boys and girls. And Father God, as your word goes out on today, we thank you that it will never return into your void, but will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we bless you, we magnify you, and we praise you. Now, Father God, we pray right now that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church said, Amen. 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 Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the King and Jesus Christ as the Lord. As we are rejoicing in another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great and so greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, somebody. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. Apostle Dr. Alfreda woke up this morning. Early this morning. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. With my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing. Amen. Glory be to God. I was got up early this morning. And my God, I don't know, it was early. That's all I want to say. And I was preparing for the do the 5 o'clock on social media. And the Lord said, not today. He says, me and you today. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Everybody else got to wait. Amen. I'm telling you, hallelujah. It's nothing like early morning intimate time with God the Father. Oh, my God. Will he reveal some secrets unto you? Amen. If you don't know him, let us begin even before the word comes forth. As a matter of fact, the word has already come forth because we are lifting up Jesus and Jesus is the word. Amen. And so we bless him. If this is your first time with us, we welcome you in the name of the Lord. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Have a seat right now at the breakfast table, at the breakfast buffet. Ha! Oh, my good, my God, my God, my God. Amen. How we celebrated my grand, the son's birthday last weekend, and they went to this real nice buffet. It's one of I don't know, because it's fairly new, maybe about 3 months, but I will admit, anytime you go in and you see a variety of people there, like different skin colors and different cultures, you know that's a good buffet. And let me tell you, it was really, really good. I enjoyed myself. Amen. But let me tell you something, the Lord's buffet, don't nothing top the Lord's buffet. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word. Amen. That proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And we are continuing to do so. Got another anniversary coming up in December. Another anniversary. If the Lord tarry. Amen. If the Lord tarry. Hallelujah. And if he don't tarry, we still got something coming up. Why? Because Jesus is coming back. Amen. And so we bless be the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We have really been encouraged and uplifted. We feel our faith growing and feel, amen, things happening in the spirit. There's already been a shift in the spiritual realm. God has already, amen, moved us, amen, from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Even right now, some of you are in new dimensions. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Feel a little strange. Amen, because you're at a place that you've never been before, and the same as it is in the spiritual is in the natural, and as in the natural is in the spiritual. So if you go to a city, amen, say you've never been to New York, or you've never been to North Carolina or Alaska. I spoke to one of the pastors yesterday, amen, glory be to God. I spoke to our, hallelujah, Pastor Felton, amen, glory be to God. He told me he was in Alaska. I said, okay, okay. Good. Can you imagine, amen, you're someplace that you've never been before. So you feel a little strange. You feel a little strange that you got to get acclimated to the environment. Amen. And that's how it is in the spiritual. When God elevates you to a new dimension. Amen. That's why sometimes you just be silent and looking. Glory be to God. And, you know, walking and being cautious because you're someplace you've never been. But let me tell you something. Sometimes we go some places in the physical and wish we never went. Amen. Hallelujah. But when God elevates you and promotes you in the spiritual, you're going to be so happy, amen, that you held that in there that long. How do we get there? Well, beloved, hallelujah, that's a good, very good question. I want to direct your attention this morning to the book of Isaiah, amen, chapter number 1 and verse 19. Isaiah chapter number 1 and 19 in the Bible simply tells us, if you are willing and obedient, I need somebody to underline that. I need somebody to take a highlighter and highlight that. Amen. For those of you taking notes, I need you to write that down. Two very, very, very operative words here, willing and obedient. He didn't say you can pick and choose willing or obedient. He said, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. Beloved, glory be to God. Amen. Everybody wants to eat the good of the land. Don't nobody want to live in the hood. Don't nobody want to live in the ghetto. Huh? Even though the poor always be among you. Well, and Jesus said the poor can always be among you because, you know, some people refuse to change their mindsets. Some people just going to die with a live and die with a broke mentality. Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah. But we all want good. We want the best. Don't nobody want no rundown furniture. You know, ain't nobody going to pick a raggedy car if they can get a new car. Huh? We all want the best of everything. Huh? That's just our nature. Most people, anyhow, some people don't care. That's true. But the majority of us do. And so even in Christianity, beloved, amen, we come, we pray. What are most people praying about? Let's be honest. Let's be real, real honest. Okay? Okay? Most of us, when we pray, all right, the first person we pray about, we're praying for ourselves and we're praying for our families. Okay, which is sort of natural, maybe a little bit too often, amen, that we move in that priority, okay, where it's us first, our families first, amen, but we want the best. And so we come, glory be to God, and we pray, prayer power, amen. We just completed prayer power, but we haven't completed prayer power because you can't even teach or preach a message without that don't include prayer power in some form or fashion. So we pray, Lord, bless me financially. Lord, bless my health. Lord, bless this. Lord, bless. God ain't got no problem with it. He ain't got no problem with it. Amen. And glory be to God. He said, amen. Bring your petitions before me. Come boldly before the throne of grace. Bring your supplications. God ain't got no problem with it. Amen. Glory be to God. But beloved, amen. The challenge that we have, glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Is that many of us pray, glory be to God, but we are not willing and we are not obedient. We are not willing. See, some people are willing, but they not obedient. Yes, Lord, I'm going to do it. See, they willing. I'm going to do it in the morning. Yep, tomorrow morning. Yep, soon as the store is open. Amen. Soon as the business open. Soon as my doctor's office open. Soon as I think they up and out of bed, I'm going to call them. Yeah, Lord, I'm going to do it. Lord God, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get my peace back. I'm going to do it. See, we willing. But when morning comes, we don't do it. We find an excuse. We do this first. We do that first. And then the day is over and you haven't did the thing that God was telling you to do. You're willing, but you're not obedient. Then you have another portion of people. They are obedient, but they're not willing. Because they're obedient. They do what the Lord tells them to do, but they're not willing because they're fussing the whole time, complaining. I don't know. Why me? Why always got to be me? But what about so-and-so? But they ain't doing nothing. And yeah, it's like the children. Remember the children of Israel in the wilderness? 40 years walking around in circles. It was a 10-day trip, but it took them 40 years to accomplish. Why? Because they was fussing, murmuring, and complaining the whole time. Here, boy. I saw some lady the other day that gave her son some money or something. And she said, here, boy, you get on my nerves. Every time I see you, you're asking for me. You're asking for me. See? So we not willing because our attitude is not right. The right attitude is not attached to it. See? But beloved, amen, the Bible says when we are willing and obedient, when we are willing to hear God's word, when we are willing to hear God's commandments, when we are willing, and not only are we willing to say yes to your will and yes to your way, but we are obedient. We do what the Lord is telling us to do. He ain't got to tell us twice. You know, sometimes you got those children, and some of you might have been that way growing up, and some of you might be that way right now with the Lord. Amen. You heard them the first time, but you're waiting for them to tell you a second time or third time to see if they're hoping they're going to change their minds. The Lord says, Lord, and we sitting around waiting for, oh, God, tell me again. And if God tell me again, let me tell you something. The Lord is not obligated but to tell you but once. And this is why, beloved, I believe, amen, that when judgment go down, the United States, especially United States of America, we're going to really be in a real bad situation unless we repent and turn our hearts to God. And the reason I say that, beloved, because some of us hear the word every day. Some of us hear the word all day long, word on word on word on word. Then you have, amen, God's people in the third world countries. They don't have that privilege. They don't have Christian TV. They don't have internet radio. They don't have a preacher preaching to them every day. They hear the word and maybe once a week, every now and then, just once, hungry for it. When those ministers go over there to preach, they pack out the cathedral, hungry for the word. They only get it one time. God is only obligated to tell you once. But a lot of times we hard-headed. We hard-headed because we just got to tell the truth and shame the devil. So he says here, beloved, if we are willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land, meaning not only is God going to answer your prayer request, God is going to give you, amen, some things you didn't even ask for. When he went to Solomon and asked Solomon, he said, boy, tell me what you want. Now, just tell the truth, y'all. Tell the truth. If the Lord appeared to us right now and actually say, okay, Frida, what you want? Ooh, what you want? Just give me, you know, like you have the genie in the bottle. God is not no genie in the bottle, but he said, just tell me what you want. Huh? What would be the first thing that comes? What would be the first thing that we come? If we told the truth, most of us would mention something materially, the majority of us, the most of us. Very few of us would, you know, jump right to the spiritual things. Hey, I want so-and-so to be saved. I want wisdom, whatever. Most would say, well, get me out of debt first, Father God, and that takes some pressure off me and I can think better. Huh? He said, if you be willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. You're going to have the best of the bestest. God don't have no problem. Look, I don't get jealous when I see people living, you know what I mean, the way they want to live. If you want to live in a big house, a wide house, a high house, a pretty house, in the suburbs, in the sky, wherever you want to live, I don't get jealous with people. I don't get jealous. If you want a Maserati, amen, a Mercedes, a Jaguar, a BMW, amen, a Bentley, whatever. I don't get mad. I don't get jealous with people. Because what God do for one, God do for all. God don't care nothing about not all that. That's according to your faith. You can have it. God will give it to you. Glory be to God. As long as it don't have you. That's the only thing the Lord is concerned about. See, but he said you're going to eat the good of the land. Your obedience is going to bring about you the best of everything. And that's how we as children of God should be living. We should be the role models. We should be the examples in the marketplace. We should be the examples in the community, in the church. We should be, people should be looking up to us. Huh? Like they did with Daniel. Daniel was excelling in everything. Glory be to God. Although Daniel was a very, very educated man. Glory be to God. But look, you don't have to go to a college or a university to be educated. You can be self-taught. You can be an autodidact. Amen. That means you're self-taught. Amen. You know a little bit something about everything. Okay? Glory be to God. Huh? And you definitely know about the word. Beloved, let us look at Deuteronomy chapter number 30. Deuteronomy chapter number 30, verse 15. And it reads like this. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in obedience to him. Somebody need to underline that word obedience. Don't act like it ain't there. You can't erase that one out the Bible. And to keep his commands, decrees, and laws, then you will live and increase. Then you will live and increase. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. Now, some people get mad at folks, amen, that preach prosperity, and I don't know why. Now, I believe that these so-called prosperity preachers need to add a little balance to it. You just can't preach prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. So add a little something to that thing and balance it out. Glory be to God. Huh? But look, but this is God's word. This is God's promise. He says, if you love him, remember we talked earlier this week that if you love me, you will obey me. Well, here you go again. God does not contradict himself. That's why it's good to compare scripture with scripture. He says here, if you command me, if you walk in obedience to me, not in disobedience, if you keep my commands, you will live and increase. Beloved, don't you know the increase was always on God's agenda? Remember, what did God tell Adam and Eve in the garden? The very first two people on planet Earth. Didn't God tell them it was his will for them to be fruitful and to multiply? God didn't say, all right, I want y'all to be divided. I want y'all to, you know, subtract. I want y'all to take off this, you know what I mean? Keep shaving down, decreasing, downscale. The Lord is not a downscale God. He's an upscale God. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Huh? Check it out for yourself. Huh? Abraham, Moses, all these boys, this was even before the Holy Spirit manifested itself. The Holy Spirit was always here, but the Holy Spirit would just rest upon God's people in the Old Testament to come to do a certain assignment. We in the New Covenant are really blessed because we have the Holy Spirit living in us. All them boys was fat. All them boys was fat. You hear what I'm saying? They wasn't on no welfare line. They wasn't applying for no loans. Hello, somebody. Job had so much, made the devil mad. And some of us need to be intentional about making the devil mad. God ain't got no problem with it. In the New Testament, remember when Jesus was saying it's harder for a rich person to enter into heaven? It's easier for them to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter to heaven. And the disciples looked at one another and said, well, who then can be saved? You know why the disciples had to look at one another and then ask Jesus that? Because they said, well, if the rich going to barely be saved, where are we going to be? What the scripture is showing you there, that they had a little something, something, something too. Come on, somebody. Jesus had a treasure, but Jesus became poor. Some people believe that Christians are supposed to be poor. I don't agree with your doctrine. Now, it's true that those who preach just, amen, financial prosperity need to bring some balance. But those who preach that Christians are supposed to be poor, I don't agree with your doctrine. I'm sorry, okay? You if you want to be poor, you be poor. Jesus became poor that we might be rich. But it ain't going to happen just because. It just ain't going to happen just because you said a sinner's prayer. The Lord already showed you how it's going to happen here in Deuteronomy 30:15. He says, you're going to live and increase. Jesus came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. God wants to increase your territory on every angle. He wants to increase you, amen, from the north to south and east. God wants you fat, baby. Huh? Blessed going in and blessed going out. Your name is fat. Your character is fat. Your integrity is fat. Your wisdom is fat. You're prospering as your soul is prospering. That's God's will for you. Now, you ain't got to have it. See, you ain't got to have it. And we notice that most people are struggling with it. You want to know why they're struggling with it? Because they're struggling in their obedience. There's conditions attached to this. You just can't name it and claim it, grab it and blab it. No, that ain't going to work, baby. It sounds good. That's good poetry. But it's not biblical whatsoever. He gives us condition to this. God said, I want to give you life. I want to give you prosperity with that. Glory be to God. I don't want to give you premature death, spiritual death, and I don't want to bring about destruction. But he said there's some conditions with this. You got to, amen, love me and walk in obedience and keep my commands. And when you do that, now you're going to live and you're going to increase. And the Lord God will bless you. It didn't say nothing about the politicians blessing you or the government blessing you or the church blessing you. It says here, the Lord said, I'm going to bless you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over were men given to your bosom. The beloved, amen, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. He said, I'm going to bless you and the land you are entering to possess. Beloved, it takes more than just a prayer. Now, I'm sorry. Because you can pray a nice little prayer, a nice prayer, and just get right up off your knees if you ever got down on your knees or whatever. You don't have to be on your knees to pray because it's really the position of the heart. But we're going to be teaching on it in the future. There is something, amen, significant about your physical posture when you pray. But a lot of people pray, amen, get right back up and get right back to where they left off. Just pick up. They figure because they said that prayer that'll give them a privilege and obligation to go one more round. To go one more round. And then we wondered what the problem is. Look at Isaiah 55 and 2. Isaiah 55 and 2 says this. Why spend money on what is not bread? And your labor on what does not satisfy. Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest affair. Woo! Woo! God said, you're spending all your money. They're spending your money, still not satisfied, still empty. Still don't have enough, still need more. You're spending all your labor, amen, working hard, double time, overtime, amen, frustrated. He said, you're doing all this physical labor. And then he goes on to say, why don't you just get smart? See, beloved, we have to learn how to work smarter and not harder. That's exactly where I am right now. Smarter and not harder. Matter of fact, when you have that attitude, you can get more done. He said, you're doing all this labor, all this. You're so tired. You're mentally tired. You're physically tired. Yeah, you're really tired. The children of Israel was tired too, walking around in circles for 40 years. They wasn't going out of place. Their disobedience was hindering them from the connection. The Lord said, all you have to do in this verse is listen to me and eat what is good. When we are obedient, we're going to eat. No, we're not at the bottom of the food chain, baby. I'm talking about, amen, top choice for filet mignon. Top choice, whatever you desire. We're going to eat physical. Amen. He's saying here, you're going to be taken care of to the point. Well, you know, you ain't really got to have nothing for people to be envious of you, because some people are just wicked like that. But, amen, you ain't seen envy, amen, until the Lord get finished blessing you. That's how God wants you to live. Why? Because you're bringing glory to him. When you share your testimony now, people want to listen. They want to hear your story. They want to know how you got here. Isn't it amazing? And you sitting there, you said, well, all I did was listen to the Lord. Listen? Yeah, well, whatever he said, I did it. Is that your secret to success? Yeah, I think so. Well, you got anything to add to that? No. Whatever Jesus said, I just did it. I asked God to give me the heart, give me the will. There were some areas maybe where I struggled for a minute, but I got over it. God helped me. Why? Because I wanted him to. And I listened to the Lord. I listened. If the Bible says, he who have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. He says, Isaiah 55:2, he says, listen to me. And when you listen to me, meaning that you hear and do. You do what God is asking you to do because you know that you're fulfilling his will on earth. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God said, you're going to eat what is good and you're going to delight. Glory be to God. God said, I ain't giving you no crumbs off no table. I ain't giving you no leftovers. I'm not even giving you no substitutes. God said, you can go use if you want to go use, but you guess what? You can go new too. You can go brand new. I built something up for you. You got to be kidding. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. The Lord don't care nothing about all this, beloved. We're going to leave it. This is temporary stuff. God said, I ain't withholding nothing from you. And guess what? He didn't even say that you have to qualify. Amen. God ain't checking your credit report. God not checking your bank account. God not checking your education. God ain't checking nothing but your heart. That's the only thing God's looking at. I got one more scripture I want to share with you here in Deuteronomy chapter number 11. Deuteronomy chapter number 11, verse 26. And it reads like this. See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey, somebody need to underline the word obey, because we keep acting like this word ain't in the Bible. We want to preach real hard till we sweat on the blessing, but hey, we ain't saying too much on that word obey. We want to skip over the condition of the blessing, like you're going to be blessed anyhow. See, I'm setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if, somebody underline the word if. Yeah, it's there. No, that's not the typo. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today. All right, now you got to read verse 28. Don't close your Bible yet. You contemporary Christians, okay, read verse 28. Verse 28 says this, the curse, if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God and turn from the way that I command you today by following other gods which you have not known. What are other gods? Other gods is everything is a god. With a small g. God is the only God with the big G. When you start putting the little g before the big G, you're in trouble.
That's yourself, other people, amen, and anything you put before God. Now, some people will argue and say, well, no, God don't send no curses. God ain't going to send no curse. I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. God is not going to, I don't believe God is going to sit in heaven and command the angels to send a curse your way. I don't think he's going to do that because of the love that's in his heart. But you want to know all God got, all God has to do is move his hand. When you have the hand of God over your life protecting you, when you have the hand of God covering your life, blessing you, glory be to God, all God has to do is move his hand. There go the curse. There go the curse right there. Because there's nothing now. You're wide open. You're vulnerable. Beloved, amen. God promises here a blessing that God's hands of favor will always be upon. Let's read it one more time as I close. One more. Wait a minute. Read it one more. You read it. You read it. Doggone it. Deuteronomy 11:26. I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. You choose. It's up to you. You see how God gives us freedom? You can go this way. You can go that. You can go with the blessing. You can go with the curse. Now, I'm going to give you the blessing if you obey my commands. That's how you get the blessing. Your obedience brings the blessing. Yeah, well, I'm a strong prayer warrior. Yeah, the Lord didn't say that your prayers is going to bring the blessings. Your prayers and your obedience, as we heard earlier this week, glory be to God, I believe it was on Wednesday, your prayers, amen, and your obedience. Matter of fact, your prayer life should be helping you to line up with God's obedience, should be whipping you in shape. So he says, if you obey my commands, the Lord says, I'm going to give you the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. Baby, when God bless you, it's a wrap. Can't nobody do nothing about that blessing. They can't take it because they didn't give it to you. But he says, instead of the blessing, you're going to get the curse if you disobey. So you can choose to obey me or disobey me. The choice is yours, but the consequence belongs to God. There's going to be consequences for every decision you make. And that's the trouble, beloved, because when we make these choices in the beginning, we think it's good, we're feeling good, we're in the moment, glory be to God, and then tomorrow comes. Lord, have mercy. Tomorrow, glory be to God, will manifest the blessing or manifest the curse. What you do today will determine how your tomorrow looks. He says here, the curse if you disobey the Lord your God and turn from the commandments. The things I'm telling you to do. Beloved, what is life about? If we can't obey the Lord, what is life about? Who are we fooling? It is amazing that God set before the Israelites a choice between a blessing and a curse. It is even more amazing that most of them, through their disobedience, chose the curse. Now, that's amazing. God's going to give you the choice between a blessing and a curse, and you choose the curse instead of the blessing. Don't beat them up too soon. Don't beat them up too soon, beloved. Glory be to God. You want to know why? Because we have the same fundamental choice today that the Israelites had on yesterday. Nothing different. Nothing did. Well, they so stupid. You think they would have just went with the blessing? Yeah, And God is saying, and he thought that you would have went with the blessing too. Huh? Oh, some of us got some confessing to do. Some of us got, because we chose the curse. When you choose disobedience, beloved, the curse is attached to it. And you reap what you sow. Not the seed, God is not mocked. Glory be to God. Beloved, we can live for ourselves. Listen to me. Listen to me as I wrap this up today. Hear me. Hear me. Listen good. Might be the last message you hear. Might be the last message I preach. We don't know what this day holds. We don't know who funeral we going to next, but we know we going to somebody's. So hear me. Glory be to God. We can live for ourselves, or we can live in service to God. That's the bottom line. I said all that over the last 30 minutes to tell you, Christian, and I'm not talking to the sinners, because if you're not saved, what I'm telling you is you need to be saved. That's the only thing I'm saying to you. I'm talking to the so-called Christians here now. Those, the Bible says to know to do right and do if it not, to him it is sin. Beloved, you choose. The choice is yours. You can live for yourself. It's my thing. I do what I want to do. You can't tell me, hey, who to suck it to. Yeah, okay. And even more than this section, we ain't talking about sexual. We talking about, amen, glory be to God, your whole life. Where you want to go, how you want to go, what you want to do, how you want to do it. Mm-hmm. God said, okay, carte blanche, baby. Rock it and roll it. It's your thing. It's your life. How Frank Sinatra went out of here and said, amen, I did it my way. Well, Jesus said he is the way. So we don't know where Frank is, but we'll find out. Beloved, you can live for yourself, or you can live in service to God. The Bible says, beloved, that only what we do for Christ will count. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Only what we do for Christ is going to count, baby. When you see Jesus, I didn't say if you see Jesus, when you see Jesus, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in my kingdom. Really, Lord? Lord, you playing. No, I ain't playing. Well, God, who's going to enter in? Those who do the will of the Father. Well, what was the Father's will? The Father's will was for you to obey him and do what he was telling you to do. That was God's will. Well, Lord, and we make all these excuses. Beloved, I challenge you today, from Genesis to Revelation, find me one scripture, amen, where God gives us, amen, permission to make an excuse. Give me one. Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. Glory be to God. Huh? And the blame game has been going down through generations from the beginning, beloved. Not one excuse. God ain't having it. Because greater is he that lives within you than he that lives within the world. If you did it, the devil didn't make you do it. You did it because you wanted to do it. You did it because you didn't have an obedient heart. Then this is why God said he hates pride. Because if you don't have an obedient heart and an obedient spirit, you're telling God that you know better than he. You're smarter than God. Oh, baby, baby, baby. Oh, let me look, tell you what. I'm going to pray for you, but guess what? Don't get too close to me. Because the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. Look, it was eight of us growing up. I have seven sisters. I really didn't get that many beatings. But I had one sister. She was a rascal. And she got them little beatings. And let me tell you something. When they pulled that, remember they used to pull the whip off the tree? Y'all remember they used to break the branch off the tree to whip you? Now, if I ran in there like I was going to rescue my sister while she was getting up behind beat, guess what? I was going to get hit myself. Keep my distance. I felt sorry for her. But guess what? She became a better person because God tells us, amen, hallelujah, that we have to chastise our children, which people don't want to chastise the children no more. And that's another problem with this world today. So if you want to be arrogant like that, I can't get too close to you, baby, because when the Lord starts whipping, amen, because the wrath of God coming upon the children of disobedience, I don't want to get my behind whipped for your disobedience. I got to deal with my own. Huh? I'm trying to get my own life right. I'm trying to sanctify my life. No, you can't pull me into your foolishness. I love you, but I don't love you like that. Matter of fact, that ain't even love. You ain't pulling me into your foolishness. Babe, if you want to go to hell, you got to go. You got to go, amen, or just go. Leave me alone. I already sent hell my memo. My email, my certified mail, I ain't coming. Oh, we're going to show you some people, beloved, amen. As we continue in our teaching and our obedience, amen, their disobedience, amen. When they died, they didn't go to heaven. Oh, they didn't go to heaven. Why? Because disobedience is sin. To him who knows to do right and does not do it, to them it is sin. And you're not even trying. And you're not even trying. This spiritual arrogance. Glory be to God. So did you hear me this morning? We can live for ourselves, or we can live in service to God. Beloved, to choose our own way, it's a travel on a dead-end road. But to choose God's way is to receive eternal life. Hallelujah. None but the righteous shall see God. None but the read the Sermon on the Mount, beloved. If you don't want to see God, you don't have to see God. If you don't want to live with God for eternity, you don't have to. If you don't want to live an abundant life on earth, amen, and eternity in heaven, you don't have to. God gives you the right to choose. And the sad part about it, he says, narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and broad is the way that leadeth to hell and destruction. That means the majority of people are choosing the broad way. What about you? What about you? Beloved, the choice is yours. It's your choice to obey God. And if you are willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. He didn't say nothing about no leftovers. He said the good of the land. How's your spiritual appetite today? Have you made up your mind to make Jesus your choice? Have you made up your mind that you'll give up everything for him? Why? Because you're going to have to give it up anyway. You have to give it up anyway. When I see Jesus, I was on social media flipping through. I don't spend a lot of time on social media. I really don't. Amen. I might, you know, last night I think I took 5 minutes and flipped on down and, you know, and saw some pictures and liked. I have other things to do. I don't spend a lot of time on social media, but I saw this capture here and I thought it was very appropriate for our theme this month. It says, don't just meditate on God's word. Motivate yourself to do what it says. Isn't that awesome? A lot of times we want to meditate. Oh, I'm just meditating. I'm just meditating on God's word. Okay, fine. All right. But don't let that be the end. Let that be the beginning. Now, after your meditation, now let's get some motivation to do it, to be a hearer and a doer. Faith without works is dead. Amen. And God rewards the diligent. Father God, we say thank you and we bless you and we magnify you for the word of God on today. God, help us to choose right. Help us to choose, Father. Forgive us when we made the wrong choices, did the wrong thing, walked in disobedience and spiritual arrogance, Father God, thinking that we was going to be okay, thinking it wasn't going to be any repercussion or consequences to our decision. Father God, forgive us. Because we was breaking your heart when you was trying to lead us to the best of everything, lead us to an expected end, lead us to the promised land. When we trying to reach the promised land on our own map, it'll never happen, God. For there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. God, we don't want to be walking and on no dead end street. Because when you get to the end, you got to turn around and go all the way back and do your first works over. Father God, forgive us. But we say we ready now. We ready now. God, speak. Speak. And your servant listens. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. All right. There it is. There it is. There it is. That's the word of God on today. We bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have never known, accepted Jesus Christ, amen, in your life, amen, in the pardoning of your sins, that's your first choice of obedience. That's your first choice. Let me say this plain and clear. If Jesus Christ is not in your heart, when you die, when you transition out of earth, and you will be transitioning one day, you're not going to hell. You're not going to heaven, but you're going to hell. Now, if hell is where you want to be, and we don't think so, because Jesus preached about hell more than he preached about anything. Jesus preached about hell more than he did eternal life. Check it out for yourself. Why would Jesus do that? Because hell is such a terrible place. I mean, terrible, and it's eternal. You can get your way out. Jesus already paid for the ticket. Amen. If you can confess your sins, amen, ask God to forgive you for your sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Accept Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior. As you ask him to save your soul, to be the Lord of your life, the ruler of your life, and you follow him, you become a disciple of his. See? Why? Because you're going to be walking in obedience. It might be a struggle in the beginning. God, amen, he calculates all that. It's all right. You're trying. You're trying from the heart, not just from the lips. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the beginning of your journey, and it's a wonderful journey. Welcome to the family of God. Amen and amen. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. The gospel is free. Amen, but it takes money to do ministry. We thank you, amen, for those of you, amen, who support this ministry with your tithes, with your offerings, with your love gifts. We thank you, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. And if you desire to sow into the soil of this word, amen, glory, this is soil that is decontaminated. And decontaminating, as we preached yesterday. Glory be to God. Several ways you can give. Our website is lifewordjesus.org. Hit the connect button there. Amen. You can donate through PayPal. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania. Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. $LifeWordJesus. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we reap. Amen. Do you know that your giving is obedience?
We'll preach a sermon on that part. Amen. Your giving to the Lord of your finances is obedience. That is God's financial distribution. That's how God has set up his economy. It's through giving. Whew, okay, that's all I'm going to say on that. That was a heavy thought right there. All right, today we will be praying at 12 o'clock today. Amen, glory be to God. And then we will be back again tomorrow morning, same time, same place, same station, giving God all the praise, giving God all the glory, and giving God all the honor. Amen, we wish that everyone would have a wonderful day. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask for road mercy, traveling mercy. Bless us going in and out, Father. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities, slip and falls. Father, any form of bad news, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Father, God, bless us at the altar today at 12 o'clock. We thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. Help us to make the most out of it. In Jesus' name, Father, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract. And we thank you for doing so in Jesus' name. Now that the hand was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the church said, amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Every spirit of retaliation we bind. Every spirit in Jesus' name. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I didn't look at no birthdays yet for the month of September. If I forgot your birthday, I'm going to look at the calendar this weekend. We're going to get to you. We're going to get to you. Look, my birthday is on the 28th of this month, and I do know Brother Norwood's is on the 29th. So, look, if we got to celebrate everybody's birthday around the same time, I don't mind sharing my celebration with you. We're going to get you in. Amen. So if you're new to this ministry and you have a birthday in September, amen, October, November, December, make sure we know about it. Amen. And we're going to get to you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Amen. Love you.
Here I